Of course, any charity, whether it's a Rokpa charity or any other organization charity, is based on a very much volunteer basis. And especially, and my belief, my idea, is we must do the charity by volunteer basis. And also the community or people who want to do the job, it will be part of the Dharma activity. Because it's a Buddhist teaching is said to first from the sixth paramita, said generosity is the first activity. And if we are Buddhist, we believe Buddha's teaching, and the generosity is a very important part. So generosity means to you giving your time is a generosity. You giving your money is a generosity. You giving hands for other people, also generosity. Generosity is not only just collecting money only, but anything which is wants to benefit for other people is generosity. Therefore, those who work for Rokpa charity, either they are fully occupied Buddhist belief, Buddhist principle, or they partially interesting, or even they are not interesting, still helping to other is to international belief. This is good to do something for what to other people. So even if you don't believe in a religion, it has been used in human world to do something, not just for oneself, but to do something for beneficial for others. Whether it's other religion, Christian, Muslim, Jewish, Hindu, everybody believe, or non-religion believers also still believe it's a very good thing to do for other people, if you can able to help them. And normally, like human world, we always do something for useful benefit for other people and say, look, I have a next neighbor, somebody is not well, I give a hand to help them. Or they can't be able to cut the lawn because they both are too old, they can't cut the lawn, so I will be very happy to cut the lawn. This is a very common thing, it's not just only Buddhist principle. But the normal human idea is I do something, but they have to say, thank you very much, you're cutting my lawn. And you give me a cup of tea, thank you very much. That's expectations. If the neighbor did not appreciate, and you go with the grass cutter, and maybe you cut the flower rather than the grass, and they are very angry, say, why you cut my flower? It's so beautiful. And then you are very angry and say, look, I done best as I can, but they are angry. So I'm from now onwards, I'm not going to do any jobs. So that's a normal human. You do something and you expect something. And if you give a cup of tea, okay, I give you a cup of tea, and you may not say, But next day you expect it, they will give you cup of tea. If they don't give you cup of tea, you don't go second time make another cup of tea. So it's more like business. You do something and they have to do something. They have to say something nice to you. But in the different is Buddhist, is called non-expectations. You do something and you make a cup of tea. Today you give one cup of tea. Tomorrow you give another cup of tea. You don't expect it that they give you a cup of tea, because it's entirely deep from your heart. And to realize these two poor old people, they cannot do anything. So it doesn't really matter. You don't kind of expectations they do something, and you constant appreciation of you able to serve those people. And also, if as I given an example like cutting grass, and they are hungry because you damage the flower, once you realize that, you put another flower substitutes, so that you will make sure that they are no longer angry with you. So kind of appreciation of it, they present you anger, and to through that you look at yourself, I'm a very unmindful person, and they give me the teaching to me, so next time I have to be very careful. So the teaching of Lord Buddha help us how to train ourselves, not to how to train others, not to how to train compassion with the business system. So therefore, my idea is to work in through the charity to giving you the opportunity to you will constant appreciation your life that I able to do something for others.